This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces conducted fresh raids in the occupied West Bank on Wednesday, and Palestinian emergency services said an airstrike in the city of Tubas killed five people. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Israeli soldiers were seen patrolling the streets of Tubas. Entrances and exits from the city were sealed off. Cell phone video showed military trucks and bulldozers rolling in. The security forces have been conducting a series of operations in the northern West Bank for the past 2 weeks, with extended raids in Tubas, Jenin, and Tulkarm. All three cities have a heavy presence of armed factions, including Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and Fatah. In a separate incident in the city of Tulkarm, the Israeli military said troops backed by police and intelligence services killed an armed militant. Residents there reported being forced from their homes.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Some victims' relatives of the September 11, 2001 attacks appealed to presidential candidates for accountability as the U.S. marked an anniversary laced with election season politics. U.S. President Joe Biden, former President Donald Trump, and Vice President Kamala Harris stood together on Wednesday at Ground Zero in New York, just hours after Trump and Harris faced off in their first ever debate. The image was one of putting politics aside at a solemn commemoration of the attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and British Foreign Minister David Lammy traveled to Kyiv on Wednesday.
A Secretary of State from the U.S. and a Foreign Secretary in the U.K. have traveled together, and that is to reiterate our complete support for the Ukrainian struggle.
Zelensky said he hoped the troop would yield strong new decisions to support